第二章第十九节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 19。
然而神坚固的根基立定了，立住了。上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人。又说，凡称呼主名的人，终要离开不义。
Yet the firm foundation of God stands, having the seal. The Lord knows those that are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord withdraw from iniquity.
在大户人家，不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
But in a great house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen, and some to honor.And some to dishonor.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，在原文里头没有第四两个字。人若自洁，脱离卑贱，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
If therefore one shall have purified himself from these, in separating himself from them, he shall be a vessel to honor.Sanctified, serviceable to the master, prepared for every good work.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
But youthful lust flee, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
唯有那女者无学问的辩论，终要弃绝，因为知道这等事是其真情的。
But foolish and senseless questioning avoid, knowing that they beget contentions.
我们在昨天晚上已经稍微提起一点提摩太后书的背景。
Yesterday evening, we have mentioned somewhat the background of 2 Timothy.
我们知道保罗他写提摩太后书的时候，
we know that Paul, when he wrote 2 Timothy,
他是在罗马的监牢的里面。
He wrote it in the prison of Rome.
他知道他离开世界的时候已经近了。
He knew that his day to leave the world was at hand.
所以他写了这封的书信给他在正道上所生的儿子提摩太。
So he wrote this letter to his son in faith, Timothy.
他知道提摩太的天性是如何的。
He knew the natural tendency of Timothy.
他也知道这个时候是一个什么样一个时候。
He also knew the hour.
在他的心里头，他所挂念的是一件事。
In his heart, there was something that burdened him.
那个就是主的见证。
That was the testimony of the Lord.
保罗他一生为主主的见证在那里征战。
Paul was battling throughout his life for the testimony of Jesus.
到了这个时候，可以说他的征战快要过去了。
And at this point,His own battling is almost over.
但是主的见证在地上还要继续下去。
But the testimony of the Lord has to continue on earth.
他却想到他在正道上所生的儿子提摩太。
So he thought of Timothy, who was his son in the faith.
提摩太应当起来来接受这一个托付。
But Timothy should rise up to receive this trust.
继续在地上为主做见证。
To continue the testimony of our Lord on this earth.
但是他知道这个是一个怎么样的时间。
But he knows this hour.
许多的人因着艰难的缘故。
Many people because of difficulties.
已经都退缩了。
They have withdrawn.
提摩太的先天性也是很隐藏的。
The natural intention.In tendency of Timothy was a hidden one.
所以在这样的环境的里面，
So in such a circumstance,
提摩太也很容易退缩。
It would be easy for Timothy to just withdraw.
如果这样的话，主的见证在地上就要中断。
If that's the case, then the testimony of the Lord would be discontinued on earth.
保罗他所关心的不是他自己的生命。
What concerned Paul was not his own life.
保罗在很早的时候就说我不以我的性命为念。
From the very earlier time, Paul said that I am not mindful of my life.
他所关心的只有一件事。
What he is concerned with is only one thing.
就是主的见证。
Which is the testimony of our Lord.
他是关心提摩太。
He is concerned with Timothy.
但是我们可以说他更关心的。
But what he concerned more
乃是提摩太能否在那里继续做主的见证
is whether Timothy can continue to testify for the Lord.
因此他就写这封的书信
Therefore he wrote this letter
要建立提摩太的心
to inspire the heart of Timothy
叫他能起来接过这一个见证的旁
So that he could rise up to receive, to continue this, the beacon of testimony.
叫主的见证在地上能继续下去。
So that the testimony of our Lord can continue on this earth.
什么是主的见证呢?
What is the testimony of the Lord?
主的见证就是见证主他是谁。
The testimony of the Lord is to testify who is our Lord.
主的见证并不是一种的教训。
The testimony of the Lord is not a teaching.
主的见证也不是一些的道理。
The testimony of the Lord is not a doctrine.
主的见证也不是一种的系统。
The testimony of the Lord is not a system.
主的见证也不是一种的形式。
The testimony of the Lord is not a form.
主的见证乃是见证他究竟是谁。
The testimony of the Lord is to testify who he is.
在宇宙的中间这一个见证是最大的见证。
In the whole universe, this testimony is the greatest one.
神也为着这一个来做见证。
God also testified to this.
我们的主他自己也为这个做见证。
Our Lord testified to this.
保罗许多的使徒也都为着这个做见证。
Paul and other apostles testified to this.
因为这个见证乃是神的心意。
Because this testimony is in the heart of God.
在神的心意中他的儿子是谁这是最重要的一件事
In the heart of God the most important thing is who is his son
我们的神是极限的神
Our God is a jealous God
所以他不允许有什么东西来影响这个见证
So he cannot allow anything to influence this testimony
来改变这个见证
or to change this testimony
但是我们知道这个见证乃是历世历代一个征战的焦点
But we know this testimony is the focus of battles over ages
因为神的仇敌他不愿意看见这个见证被建立起来
Because the enemy of God does not want to see this testimony to be established
因为这个见证就是他的结局
Because this testimony is the end of the enemy
因此凡为这个做见证的要受到许多的苦难
Therefore, those who give testimony to this has to suffer much.
那个时候的教会就是为做这个见证受到极大的考验。
The church at that time was greatly tested because of this testimony.
感谢赞美神，保罗他靠主的恩典站住。
But we thank and praise God. Paul, by the grace of God, was able to stand up.
虽然他是被拘禁在罗马的监狱里面
Although he was bound in the prison of Rome.
虽然他也知道他离世的时候快到了
Although he knew that this was about time he would leave the world.
但是他忠心于这个见证一直到死
But he was faithful to this testimony until death.
但是当他往外看的时候
But when he was looking around.
他的监狱里面
Although he was bound in the prison of Rome.
虽然他也知道他离世的时候快到了
Although he knew that this was about time he would leave the world.
但是他忠心于 于这个见证一直到死。
But he was faithful to this testimony until death.
但是当他往外看的时候，
But when he was looking around,
他看见说全亚细亚都离弃了他。
He saw the whole Asia was deserting him.
哇，他看见神的儿女因所环境的艰难，他们就放弃了主的见证。
He saw the children of God, because of the difficulty of the environment, they are abandoning the testimony of the Lord.
因此他心里非常的焦急。
Therefore, in his heart, he was concerned.
他要他亲爱的儿子提摩太起来继续主的见证。
He wanted his dear son to be able to rise up to continue the testimony for the Lord.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
在历史历代
Over the ages,
为着这个见证，在地上有许多的征战。
There were many battles on this earth for this testimony.
但是在历史历代，我们都看见神兴起一些的人来。
But over the ages, we have seen that God has raised up people.
就是那一番忠心的人来。
Those faithful people,
叫他们在地上来维持主的见证。
So they can maintain the testimony of the Lord on this earth.
主为着他的见证而死。
The Lord died for his testimony.
那些要维持他见证的人，也得为着他摆上他们的生命。
Those who fought for the testimony of the Lord, they have to give up their life for this testimony.
这个见证不是别的。
And this testimony is none other than.
最简单的话，这个见证就是说，耶稣他是主。
The simplest way to put it, this is to say that Jesus, Lord, is the Lord.
因为神已经立他为主为基督了。
But God has established him to be Lord and Christ.
神已经把万有都放在他的脚下。
God has put everything under his foot.
他要做万有的主。
And he shall be the Lord of all.
这个就是见证的中心。
And this is the center of the testimony.
我们记得我们的主他自己说。
We remember our Lord said himself.
我是首先的，我是末后的。
I am the first, I am the last.
在神的旨意中他是首先的。
In the purpose of God, he is the first.
在神的旨意中他也是末后的。
In the purpose of God, he is also the last.
一切都以他为开始。
And everything begins from him.
一切也以他为结束。
Everything ends with him.
万有都是出于他。
And everything is from him.
也是经过他。
Through him.
也都得归给他。
And back to him.
这是神那个永远的旨意。
And this is the eternal purpose of God.
他是那存活的。
And he is the living one.
换一句话说，他就是生命。
In another way, he is life.
我们想到我们主的时候，
When we think of our Lord,
我们就想到他就是那个生命。
And we think that he is that life.
那个永远的生命。
That eternal life.
那个荣耀的生命。
The glorious life.
那个非受造的生命。
The uncreated life.
那个不能朽坏的生命。
Incorruptible life.
不能玷污的生命。
That cannot be defiled.
也不能衰残的生命。
That will not decay.
但是奇妙的是。
But what's amazing is,
他说我曾死过。
He said, I became dead.
这个生命来到这个地上。
When this life came to this world,
他进到死亡的里面。
It entered death.
他吞灭了死亡。
It devoured death.
他就是死亡里头再出来。
It came out.From death.
他是只活到永永远远。
Is living forever and ever.
在那里证明说生命的能力是何等的浩大。
It proved the greatness of the power of life.
并且在他的手中他握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
In his hand he has the key to death and shame.
换一句话说。
In another word,
他的得胜是完全。
His victory is total.
这个就是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神的旨意要这一位的主做我们每一个人的主。
The purpose of God is for this Lord to be the Lord of every one of us.
而他做我们的主，那是绝对的。
And his being our Lord is absolute.
世界上没有一个人能做我们绝对的主。
There's no other person on the earth that can be our absolute Lord.
只有我们的主，他是我 们是独立的主。
Only our Lord, He is our absolute Lord.
换一句话说，我们要给他绝对的顺和绝对的服。
In another word, we have to give Him complete submission and obedience.
因为这一个就是主的见证。
Because this is the testimony of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
许多的时候我们口里说耶稣是主。
Oftentimes we say from our mouth,
但是耶稣是不是我们的主呢？
But is he indeed our Lord?
也许在有的事情上我们让他做我们的主。
Maybe we let him to be our Lord in something.
但是在许多的事情上我们还是自己做主。
But in many other things, we let ourselves to be the Lord.
也许在有的事情合乎我们的我们让他做主。
Maybe in something that pleases us, we let him to be the Lord.
如果不合我们的我们就不让他做主。
And if that's not to my life, then I don't let him to be the Lord.
我们常常像彼得一样。
And oftentimes we're like Peter.
我们说主啊，你万不可如此。
We say, Lord, not so.
我们口里称他为主。
And in our mouth we say he is the Lord.
但是我们对他说，你不可以这样做。
But we tell him not so.
换一句话说，我们自己还是主。
In another word, we ourselves are still the Lord.
如果我们是这样的话。
If we are this way,
我们就失去了主的见证。
Then we lose the testimony of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你要看见说这一个见证乃是宇宙中一个最大的事情。
You have to see this testimony is the greatest issue in the whole universe.
不但我们个人是如此，
Not only happens to us individually,
教会也是如此。
It happens to the church as well.
当神的儿女聚集在一起的时候，
When God's children gather together,
我们是不是尊我们的耶稣为主？
Do we honor our Jesus to be the Lord?
是不是在主耶稣之外，另外有主？
Do we have other Lord beside him?
是不是有人在哪里代替了他？
Is there anybody who is taking his place?
或者是众人的意见代替了他？
Or the opinions of many take the place of him?
耶稣是不是主？
Is Jesus the Lord?
这个是不是我们的见证？
Is this our testimony?
如果今天在个人的身上，耶稣实在是主。
If today individually he is truly my Lord.
在教会的中间，他也实在是主。
If he is truly the Lord in the church.
我们看见这个见证，就要把我们的主的国度带到这个地上来。
We see that this testimony will bring down the kingdom of our Lord.
叫世界上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
So the nations of this world will become the nations for our Lord and our Christ.
他要做宇宙的主宰。
And he will be the Lord of the whole universe.
所以这个见证非常的重要。
So this testimony is extremely important.
这个见证在当初的时候，
At that time,
是托付给教会的。
This testimony was entrusted to the church.
教会存在就是为做这个见证。
The very existence of the church is for this testimony.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
今天到了一种的光景。
And today it has come to a condition.
当保罗在那里看的时候，
When Paul was looking around,
他看见说好像教会已经失败了。
It seems the church has failed.
教会在主的见证上已经失落了。
The church has fell off from the testimony of the Lord.
但是主的见证在地上还是要继续的。
But the testimony of the Lord has to continue on earth.
所以他巴不得提摩太能刚强起来。
Therefore he wants Timothy to be able to be strong.
所以到了第二章的时候，
So when we come to the second chapter,
他就告诉提摩太说，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
So at the beginning he said, My child, be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus.
尤其在众人失败的时候，
Especially when other people are failing,
更需要有人起来为主做见证。
There have to be people who rise up for the testimony of the Lord.
所以这一个是需要刚强起来。
So that needs strength.
按照人来说，
According to man,
当这个人在那里退缩的时候，
And when man withdrew,
我们很容易也随所退缩了。
It will be easy for us to withdraw also.
我们会把主的见证当作一个羞耻的事。
We would be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord.
我们不能把主的见证当作我们的荣耀。
We could not take the testimony of the Lord to be our glory.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers,
所以保罗在这里说，你要刚强起来。
So Paul here said, be strong.
怎么能刚强起来呢？
How can we be strong?
不能退缩。
And not only we cannot withdraw.
反而要刚强往前。
But we have to be strong and move forward.
他说，你要在主的恩典上刚强起来。
He said, be strong in the grace of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果凭着我们的自己，
If it is according to ourselves,
当我们看见主的见证在那里好像受到最大的考验的时候，
When we see the testimony of the Lord is tested,
许多人在这个见证上已经落下去了。
Many people have fell off on the testimony.
我们很容易也跟着这么下去。
It would be easy for us to fall off also.
我们怎么能刚强起来呢？
How can we be strong?
要需要主的恩典。
We need the grace of the Lord.
这里说你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
It says here, be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus.
如果凭着我们自己，
according to ourselves,
我们只会软弱，我们不会刚强。
If we can only be weak, we cannot be strong.
我们只会灰心，我们不会勇往直前。
We can only despair, we cannot move forward with courage.
我们只会放弃，我们不会持守。
We can only give up. We cannot maintain.
我们不会以主的见证为荣耀，我们反而以他为一个羞耻的事。
We will not feel glorious about the testimony of Jesus. We only will feel this is a shame.
只有基督耶稣的恩典能叫我们刚强起来。
Only the grace of Christ Jesus can make us strong.
但是基督耶稣的恩典是在这里。
But the grace of Jesus Christ is here.
如果我们读这些圣经的时候，
If we read this verse,
我们知道说你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，这个话就说 strengthen thyself in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Strengthen thyself in the grace of Jesus.
你要自己在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
The point here is you have to strengthen yourself in the grace of Christ Jesus.
基督的恩典是在这里。
The grace is here.
但是需要你自动的起来。
But it needs for you to rise up voluntarily.
来接受这个恩典。
To receive this grace.
来依靠这个恩典。
To depend upon this grace.
如果你能这样的话，
If you can do so,
你就能维持主的见证。
Then you can keep the testimony of the Lord.
让我再说。
Let me say it again.
凭着我们自己，我们会以基督的见证为羞耻。
According to ourselves, we will be ashamed of the testimony of Jesus.
只有在恩典的里面，我们能以主的见证为我们的荣耀。
Only in grace, we can be glorified in the testimony of our Lord.
但是这个恩典是在这里。
But the grace is here.
需要我们起来去支取这个恩典。
It takes us.It requires us to rise up and to partake in this grace.
如果你支取这个恩典的话，
If you partake in this grace,
这个恩典就是你的。
This grace is yours.
你里面就有力量起来。
Then there is strength in you to rise up.
能做一个忠心的人。
To be a faithful man.
如果你不起来接受这个恩典，
If you do not rise up to receive this grace,
虽然恩典是奠定的，
Although this grace is here,
但是你得不着他的支持，
But you cannot be supported by this grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的问题是在这里。
This is our problem.
我们没有看见主的恩典。
We have not seen the grace of the Lord.
如果要靠着我们自己，我们站立不住。
If it is according to ourselves, we cannot stand up.
我们需要靠他的恩典。
We need his grace.
你记得保罗他自己的经历。
To remember Paul's own experience.
保罗是认识主恩典的人。
Paul was the one that that recognize the grace of God.
他已经熟练学了这个秘诀。
He learned the secret.
他在哥林多后书十二章第九节里头说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 19.
我们知道在保罗的身上有一根的刺。
We know that there is a thorn on the side of Paul.
他就三次的求主把这根刺替他除去。
For three times he asked the Lord to take away the thorn from him.
因为这根刺叫他软弱。
Thorn caused him to be weak.
他要自己刚强。
And he wanted himself to be strong.
但是主对他说。
But the Lord told him,
我的恩典是够你使用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Because my strength is perfected in the weakness of man.
当保罗听见出这个话的时候。
When Paul heard this from Paul,
他立刻就说。
He immediately said,
我夸我的软弱。
I'm proud of my weakness.
因为主的恩典是在我的软弱上显得完全。
Because the grace of the Lord is perfected in my weakness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天知道不知道我们软弱呢？
Do we know today that we are weak?
我们在主的见证上软弱呢？
That we are weak in his testimony.
因为我们知道我们在主的见证上软弱，我们就感到羞耻。
And we are ashamed.That we are weak in his testimony.
我们为说我们的软弱觉得很羞耻。
And we are ashamed of our own weakness.
这个表明说我们还不够认识我们的软弱。
This says we are not, we really do not know our own weakness.
如果我们真正知道自己的软弱。
If we truly know our own weakness.
我们要夸我们的软弱。
Then we will boast.
因为当我们夸我们软弱的时候
Because when we boast of our own weakness
那么就是我们接受恩典的时候
It is the time that we receive grace
我们每一个人都需要主的恩典
Every one of us needs the grace of the Lord
我们不要看我们自己
Let's do not look at ourselves
我们也不要看别人
Let's do not look at others
我们也不要看环境
Let's do not look at the environment
我们只要看主
We look upon the Lord.
我们只要看主有够用的恩典。
We gaze upon the Lord who has sufficient grace.
如果这样的话，我们里面就站起来了。
Then inside of us, we can stand up.
所以保罗就对他说。
So Paul told him,
我你在许多见证人面前所听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
What I have taught you in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men.
当一个人在主的恩典上刚强起来的时候
When one that can be strong in the grace of the Lord,
他不但自己能持守主的见证
Not only he can keep the testimony of the Lord,
并且他也能教导那些忠心能教导的人
He also can entrust to the faithful men who are competent to instruct.
我们知道在这见证的道路上
We know that on this way of the testimony,
不是一个人在那里可以做的
It is not something that can be done by only one man.
在见证的道路上你需要与一些忠心的人一同来做见证
On this way of testimony, you need to testify with other faithful men.
你记得以利亚的故事
You remember the story of Elijah
全以色列国都离开了神
The whole Israel has left God
以利亚是神的先知
Elijah is the prophet of God
他是慈礼在神面前的人
He stood before God
他就被神差遣去向全国挑战
He was sent by God to challenge the whole nation
在加密山上
And on the mountain of Carmel.
他说你们心怀良意要到什么时候呢
He said you have second heart until what day?
如果耶和华是神那么就侍奉耶和华
He said if Jehovah is God then serve him.
如果巴利是神就侍奉巴利
If Baal is God then serve Baal.
所以他们在那里就来一个试验
So then he gave them a test.
结果以色列人都说耶和华是谁耶和华是谁
And all Israel said Jehovah is God Jehovah is God
但是很不赢的不行的
But unfortunately
因着一个比西巴那个女人
And because
Beersheba
Because of Beersheba the woman
Jezebel the woman.
And because one word out of Jezebel, and Elijah fled. And he told God, only me. Only I that can testify for you. And I'm the only one that says Jehovah is the Lord. But they want to seek my life now.
神怎么告诉他?
But God tell him.
他说我还有七千人没有向巴黎归西的。
He says, I have 7,000 who have not knelt down to Baal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
主的见证在历史历代没有中断的。
The testimony of the Lord has not been discontinued throughout ages.
许多的时候你以为说现在只剩下你一个人,
but oftentimes you think you are the only one left.
但是主说还有七千的人在那里。
But the Lord said there are 7,000 others there.
所以不是你一个人在那里维持主的见证。
So it is not you yourself who kept the testimony of the Lord.
当你起来的时候, 你也要交托那些忠心能教导别人的人。
So when you rise up, you have to also entrust this to the many faithful men who can instruct others.
提摩太从保罗那里听到许多的教训。
Timothy has learned many.
这些的教训不是在暗中所说的。
And these teachings were not told him secretly.
在许多见证人的面前,
this is what he received before many witnesses.
那么保罗他的教训从哪里来的呢?
So where does Paul get his teaching?
他自己告诉我们说,
he tells us,
他说我不是从人领受来的,
I'm not receiving these from men,
也不是人教导我的,
and not that people instructed me,
那是主启示我的,
but this is what the Lord revealed to me.
换一句话说,
in another word,
保罗他所有的教导都不是凭着他的自己,
all the teachings of Paul was not depending upon himself.
主怎样教导他,
how the Lord instructed him,
主怎样启示他,
how the Lord revealed to him,
他就把这些的东西来交通给提摩太,
and he shared all this to Timothy.
所以提摩太所领受的这一些,
so all this that Timothy has received,
这些的教训就构成主的见证,
all this teaching constitutes the testimony of the Lord.
这是提摩太所领受的东西,
this is what Timothy has received.
现在他要提摩太也交托给那些忠心的人,
now he wants Timothy to also entrust this to the faithful man.
弟兄姊妹,今天的问题是忠心的问题。
Brothers and sisters, today the issue is being faithful.
为什么忠心成了一个很重要的问题呢?
Why faithfulness become a very important issue?
因为如果一个人不忠心的话,
because if a man is not faithful,
他很容易把主的见证冲淡,
it would be easy for him to dilute the testimony of the Lord.
他很容易妥协,
it would be easy for him to compromise.
他很容易顾到他的自己,
it's easy to consider himself.
什么叫做忠心的人呢?
What is the faithful man?
我们忠于什么呢?
What are we faithful to?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这里很重要,
here it is very important.
忠心是忠心于我们的主,
to be faithful is to be faithful to our Lord.
不是忠心于主以外的人,
it's not to be faithful to any person outside of the Lord.
也不是忠心于一段的教训,
it's not to be faithful to a section of doctrine.
也不是忠心于一种的系统,
it's not faithful to a system.
乃是忠心于我们的主,
but to be faithful to our Lord.
有一件事很稀奇,
one thing is very amazing.
我们很容易忠心于一个人,
it's easy for us to be faithful to a man.
我们也很容易忠心于一段的教训,
it's easy for us to be faithful to a teaching.
我们也很容易忠心于一种的系统,
it's easy for us to be faithful to a system.
好像对于我们人的天然来讲, 这是很容易的事情,
as if it's very natural It's very easy to us.
要忠心于主，好像非常的困难。
It seems to be extremely difficult to be faithful to the Lord.
我记得在我有年的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我听见有一个弟兄告诉我说。
I heard a brother speaking to me.
当他与另外一位姊妹在那里交通的时候。
When he was sharing with a sister.
他就发现说那个姊妹是忠心于他的那个系统。
He found that this sister was faithful to her system.
忠心到一个地步啊，胜过了忠心于主。
To an extent that she was faithful to the system more than faithful to the Lord.
恐怕这是我们的通病。
And this is, seems to be a common problem to all of us.
但是我们要记得，我们忠心是忠心于主。
But we have to remember, we have to be faithful to the Lord.
我们是忠心于主的见证。
We have to be faithful to the testimony of the Lord.
如果我们能这样忠心的话，
If we can be so faithful,
他就能把他的见证也托付给我们。
Then he can entrust his testimony to us.
你不能把一个见证托付一个不忠心的人。
You cannot entrust the testimony to an unfaithful man.
如果人不对的话，
If a person is not right,
那么说给他的托付也会变质的。
All that's being entrusted to him,
甚至于会失落的。
It can get lost.
所以在这里告诉我们说，
So here we are told,
在这么后的时代，
In this end time,
主所要的是一些忠心的人。
What the Lord wants is a group of faithful people,
不是聪明的人。
And not the smart people,
不是能干的人。
And not the able people,
乃是忠心的人。
But faithful people,
在幕后的时候，
In this end time,
谁能找到忠心的人呢？
Who can find a faithful man?
忠心的人是何等的少。
And these faithful people are so few.
忠心于我们的主。
To be faithful to our Lord.
忠心于主的见证。
Faithful to the testimony of the Lord.
忠心于主所给我们的那个福音。
And be faithful to the gospel which the Lord has given to us.
不但自己忠心，
Not only we ourselves be faithful,
还要教导别人，
But instruct others,
盼望其他的人也能一同在主的见证上有份。
Hoping all others can share in the testimony of the Lord.
当然这样做是要受苦的。
Although you have to suffer before.
但是保罗说，我们要像基督的精兵一样。
But Paul said we have to suffer as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
他在这里提起三个比喻。
And here he mentioned three examples.
他说在这个军中当兵的不将事务缠身，好叫那照他当兵的人喜悦。
He says, no one going as a soldier entangles himself with the affairs of life, that he may please him who has enlisted him as a soldier.
这个见证是一个征战。
This testimony is a battle.
我想如果我们能认识这个的话，
If we can know this,
我们对这个就比较里面有准备。
Then we can be prepared inside.
他说在这一个见证的上面，我们都是像当兵的人一样。
He says, as far as this testimony is concerned, we are like soldiers.
这里的当兵呢，不是指着你在这个后方呢，在营地里头。
And this soldier doesn't mean that you are in a camp and a in the back.
如果你在营地里头的时候，也许有休假的时候。
If you're in the camp in the back, then you may take a vacation.
这里的当兵啊，在原文里头是指着你在前线征战的时候。
This soldier engaged in battle.
在那个时候啊，你不可以让事物来缠你的身。
And you cannot let the affairs of life to entangle you.
如果你在前线征战的时候，
If you are engaged in a fight,
你在那里想到你自己的家，
And you think of your own family,
你在那里顾到你自己的买卖，
Think of your own business,
你在那里给世界上其他的事情霸占了你的思想，
You let other worldly things occupy your mind,
叫你不能专心的在那里打仗，
And you cannot be focused in fighting.
这样的话，这个 照例当兵的人哪一定是不喜欢的。
And then you cannot see this one who enlists you as a soldier.
所以换一句话说
，In another word，
我们今天都是在战场的上面。
Today we are on the battlefield.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你知道不知道你今天是在战场上呢
？Do you know today that you are on the battlefield？
你是为着主的见证在哪里征战
？And you are fighting for the testimony of the Lord。
这个征战正在凶猛的。
And this battle is fierce now.
我们怎么能让今生的思虑、钱财的迷惑，让这些的东西累住我们的心呢
？How can we be entangled? Our heart be entangled by these worldly affairs and thinking?
我们应当专心以主的思维念。
And we have to concentrate for the matters of the Lord.
不错，我们活在这个世界上。
Indeed, we live on this world.
我们有家庭
，and we have family.
我们有事业
，we have business.
我们有许多应当做的事
，and there are many things we need to do.
但是弟兄姊妹
，but dear brothers and sisters,
虽然如此
，although this is the case,
我们不应当把这些东西放在前面。
We shall not allow this thing to occupy the first place.
我们要让我们的主做我们的一切。
We have to let our Lord be all in all for us.
不让这些的东西缠绕我们。
And not let these things to entangle us.
不让这些东西累住我们。
And we do not be weighed down by these things.
我在路加福音二十一章说。
In Luke chapter 21.
当我们的主快要来的时候。
When our Lord is about to come.
他要提接他的圣徒去。
He's going to receive his saints.
但是有的人被今生的思虑、钱财的迷惑累住了。
But some are weighed down by the thinking and the many of this world.
所以当主召他的时候他不能去。
So when the Lord is calling him, he's not able to go.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是不是把我们一切所有的都摆在主的身上
And have we put all what we have into our Lord?
摆在主的见证的上面
And to put everything on the testimony of the Lord.
不让这些东西来困住我们
And not let these things bother us.
他还用一个比喻
Another example.
他说我们好像在这个场上比武一样
He says that we are in a race
非按规矩啊就不能得冠冕
Then he's not crowned unless he contends lawfully
这个背景就是希腊的Games Olympic
The background of this thing is the Olympic Games of Greece.
在那里你看见人，在那里有各种各样的比赛。
And there you can have many different competitions.
但是你要比赛得到奖赏的话
，But if you want to receive the award,
那你要经过很严格的训练。
You have to be trained severely.
在你没有比赛之前
，And before you partake in the game,
你要受很紧的那个纪律。
And you have to be disciplined.
你吃的，你的生活，你的一切。
What you eat and what you like and everything.
并且你要有很多的操练。
And you have to exercise much.
就是到了比赛的时候。
And even when you get engaged in the game,
你还是要照着规矩来比赛。
And you have to race according to the rules.
这样你才能得到冠冕。
And then you can get the crown.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
在这一个见证的征战上
And in this competition,
我们需要操练金钱
And we have to exercise piety.
今天神的儿女太放松了
And today God's children are too loose.
我们需要圣灵的管制
We need to have the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要在神的面前受严格的操练
And we need to be exercised severely before God.
这样我们才能得着冠冕。
Then we can get our crown.
第三个比喻。
The third example.
我们好像农夫在那里种田一样。
We are like farmer laboring on the field.
这个农夫如果他有收成的话，他必须要劳力。
If this farmer is going to receive fruit, he has to labor hard.
他不能像箴言里头说，他在那里睡觉。
It's like what's said in the proverb, he cannot sleep.
让这个田地荒废了。
And let the field be desolate.
我们需要劳力去做。
We need to labor.
我们的主在地上就是这样。
And this is how our Lord was when he was on the earth.
所以这里告诉我们说，我们的主是大卫的后裔。
So here it says, our Lord is the seed of David.
他从死里复活，正合乎我所传的福音。
He was risen from the dead, according to my glad tidings.
我们的主曾来到地上做人。
And our Lord came to the earth as a man.
他为着神的见证，他死了。
For the testimony of God, he died.
他复活了。
And he was risen.
这一个就是我们所传的福音。
And this is the gospel, the glad tidings that we preach.
说到这里，保罗就来一个寄语，就说的话。
So Paul here gives a summary.
所以到了十一节的时候。
So when we come to verse 11,
他说有可信的话说。
The word is faithful.
我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
That if we have died together with him, we shall also live together.
这一个可信的话。
The word is faithful.
这一句的话，在这个保罗所谓牧者的书信里头说了四次。
And this, the faithful word has been mentioned by Paul four times in the pastoral letters.
第一次是提摩太前书第一章。
The first time is the First Timothy chapter 1.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
基督耶稣降世为了拯救罪人。
And Lord Jesus came to earth to save the sinners.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
This word is faithful and very acceptable.
在罪人中我是一个罪魁。
And I'm the first among sinners.
第二次是在提摩太前书第四章。
The second is in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
他在这里第八节第九节。
And verses 8 and 9.
操练身体一处很少。
And the benefit of exercising body is few.
唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
But piety is profitable for everything.
因有今世和来生的应许。
And having promise of life and of the present one of that to come.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
The word is faithful and worthy of all acceptation.
第三次就是提摩太后书第二章第十一节到十三节。
The third time is the 2 Timothy chapter 2.Verses 11 through 13.
我们与他同死，也要与基督同活。
That if we die with him, we shall also live together with him.
我们忍耐，要与他一同作王。
If we endure, we shall reign with him.
我们若不忍他，他也不忍我们。
If we deny him, he also will deny us.
我们纵然是信，他不是信，
if、
因为他不能背负自己。
If we are unfaithful, he abides faithful.For he cannot deny himself.
到了第四次就是提多书第三章。
The fourth time is the third chapter of Titus.
提多书第三章第五节一直到第八节。
And the Titus chapter 3 verses 5 through 8.
这里告诉
These four verses are the center of the gospel.
给我们看见生命的应许和生命的大能。
Let us see.The promise and the power of life.
给我们看见我们应当怎样的操练敬虔。
That we can see how we should practice godliness.
我们要怎样与主同死。
That we can die with our Lord.
我们要怎样得着荣耀做后世。
That we can be glorified as his descendants.
所以这一个都是福音的那个基础。
And those are the foundations of the gospel.
也可以说就构成我们的见证。
It constitutes our testimony.
但是许多的人已经从见证里面漏出去了。
But many people have fell off from the testimony.
许多人甚至于开始说许多的话乃是不合乎真理的话语。
And many people have even said many things which are not according to the truth.
那么在那样的情形之中
In that condition,
保罗怎么说呢？
What did Paul say?
他说然而神坚固的根基立住了。
But he said the sound foundation of the Lord is established.
虽然这四位都在那里摇动了。
And although the in surrounding all things are shaken.
神的真理也被摇动了。
The truth of God is also being shaken.
有一些异端的说法败坏了许多人的信心。
Some heresies have corrupted the faith of many.
然而神的根基是立住的。
But the firm foundation of God stands.
圣灵写着说
Having the seal.
主认识谁是他的人。
The Lord knows those that are His.
又说，凡称呼主名的人，终要离开不义。
And also, let everyone who names the name of the Lord withdraw from iniquity.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们读到这里的时候，我们。
When we come to this point,
我们就想到这个话与马太福音第七章二十一节到二十三节的话很相像。
We think that this is very close to Matthew chapter 7 verses 21 to 23.
因为在那里有说有的人说主啊主啊。
And because there are people who said, the Lord, the Lord.
那么在这里也是说称呼主名的人。
Now here it says, those who name the name of the Lord.
在那里主说我不认识你。
There our Lord says, I do not know you.
在这里主说他认识谁是他的人。
Here the Lord says, the Lord knows those that are his.
所以我们知道这里是指着神的儿女说的。
So here we know it refers to the children of God.
如果今天你是主所认识的人。
If today you are the one known to the Lord.
换句话说，你是主所称许的人。
In another word, you are the one that's praised by the Lord.
因为称呼就主啊主啊的人。
Because those who call the name of the Lord say, Lord, Lord.
不一定遵行神的旨意。
May not obey the will of the Lord.
因为马太七章告诉我们说。
Because Matthew 7 told us.
他们说主啊主啊。
They said, Lord and Lord.
我奉你的名传道。
And I preach in your name.
我奉你的名赶鬼。
I chase demons according to your name.
但是主说我不认识你。
But the Lord said, I do not know you.
换一句话说。
In another word.
他们虽然在那里好像做主的工作。
Although they seem to work the word of the Lord.
但是他们没有遵行主的旨意。
But they did not obey the will of the Lord.
所以主说我不称许你。
So the Lord says, I do not praise you.
在这里也是如此。
And here the same.
我们看见在神的儿女的中间。
We see among God's children.
虽然我们都在那里说主啊主啊。
Although we all say, Lord, Lord.
但是他说凡称呼主名的人终要离开不义。
But here he says that whoever names the name of the Lord withdraw from iniquity.
什么叫做不义呢？
What is iniquity?
不义 unrighteousness.
Unrighteousness.
什么叫做不义呢？
What is unrighteousness?
不义就是执着不在神的旨意的里面。
Being unrighteous means you're not in the will of God.
我们不要以为说只要我不犯罪就可以了。
We do not think that it is good enough to be not sinning.
但是在神的面前的不义。
But before God, the unrighteousness.
乃是不在他的旨意的里面做的。
It's that you do something not in His will.
就是你做了最好的事。
And although you have done the best thing,
你医了病，你赶了鬼，
and you healed the sickness, you chased out the demons,
你奉主的名传了道，
and you preached according to the Lord's name.
但是如果不在主的旨意里面，
but if you did not do this in the will of the Lord,
这一个乃是不义。
This is unrighteousness.
一个称呼主名的人终要离开不义。
And he who names the name of the Lord has to withdraw from unrighteousness.
换一句话。他说你必须要行在神的旨意里。
In another word, you have to walk in the will of the Lord.
神的旨意乃是一切。
The will of the Lord is all.
不是你做什么。
It is not what you are doing.
不是你传什么。
It's not what you are preaching.
乃是神的旨意。
But the will of the Lord.
这个测量一切。
This measures all things.
所以继续下去他说。
So continue.
在大屋人家。
In a great house.
有金器银器。
There are gold and silver vessels.
也有木器和瓦器。
Also wooden and earthen vessels.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Your brothers and sisters.
你在这里看见。
Here you see.
提摩太后书与提摩太前书完全不相同。
Second Timothy is completely different from the First Timothy.
保罗写提摩太前书的时候
，When Paul wrote the First Timothy,
乃是他第一次从罗马监狱里头出来。
It is the first time he was released from the prison of Rome.
他到了以弗所的地方。
He came to Ephesus.
以弗所是保罗从前工作多年的地方。
Ephesus is a place where Paul worked for many years.
并且我们看见以弗所的教会实在是满了当初的爱。
The church at Ephesus at that time was full of the first love.
但是当保罗在这个时候去看望以弗所教会的时候
，But when Paul at this moment went to visit the Ephesus church,
我们知道那个时候以弗所教会的光景已经不同了。
We know that at that time the condition of the Ephesus church is different.
所以保罗他就把提摩太留下来。
So Paul left Timothy there.
因为他还要到别的地方去。
Because he had to move out to other places.
叫提摩太在那里叫人不要传奇异的教训。
So to tell Timothy, tell others not to preach strange teaching.
也不要在那里讲那些荒谬无凭的话语。
And not to talk about fables.
讲那些无穷的家谱。
And talk about the traditions, genealogies.
因为这些的东西只能生尊敬。
Because these things only cause contention.
不会建立爱。
They do not establish love.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在这里看见这些奇异的教训是什么呢？
Here we see what are these strange teachings.
这些荒谬无凭的话语是什么呢？
What are these boundless fables?
这些是什么东西呢？
What are these things?
无穷的家谱是什么东西呢？无穷的家谱。
What are these endless genealogies?
大概乃是当时犹太化的东西。
And probably this is Judaized things.
我们知道这般犹太化的人，他们总是跟着保罗的。
And those Judaized things, they always follow Paul.
保罗在那里传主的福音。
Where Paul was preaching the gospel of the Lord.
他们就跟着来了。
They followed up.
他们就清楚机会就进来了。
And they took opportunity to enter.
他们在那里讲起无穷的家谱来了。
And they talked about this endless genealogy.
犹太人是最讲究家谱的。
The Jews, they pay particular attention to the genealogy.
保罗他也说我是便雅悯支派的人。
Paul said, I belong to the Benjamin.
但是这个无穷的家谱啊
，But this endless genealogy
是把我们带回到所肉体的那个环境里头去。
Brought us back to carnal conditions.
在那里讲荒谬无凭的话语。
And when we talk about these baseless fables.
我们读到那些拉比的解经啊，我们实在看见许多荒谬无凭的话语。
And when we read the interpretations of rabbis, we really see those baseless fables.
在犹太教的里面有许多奇异的教训。
And in Judaism, there are many strange teachings.
他们甚至在那里讲究说，在一个金线的点上可以有多少的天使在那里。
And they even argue on the top of a needle how many angels could stay there.
所以你就看见说人就在那里讲这些的东西。
And here you see people talking about these things.
那么人在那里听这些的东西，你就能想象。那个教会的光景是什么样？
And when people are listening to these kind of things, you can imagine the condition of the church at that time.
第一代那些的长老都死了。
The elders of the first generation, they passed away.
因为保罗在使徒行传二十章告诉他们说，我不会再见你们的面了。
Because Paul in the Acts chapter 20 told them that I would not be able to see your face again.
那么第二代的人真在哪里起来？
The second generation was rising up.
很可能人在那里就真的要这个长老的地位。
Very possibly they are arguing to get the position of eldership.
所以保罗就告诉他们说，一个人宣慕做长老的话，他是宣慕善根啊。
So Paul told them, if you aspire to be an elder, you have to aspire to good works.
这个不是在那里争一个地位。
And this is not argue about a position.
乃是在那里争了做奴仆啊。
And you have to contend to be a slave.
来做众人的奴仆啊。
To be a slave of faith.
这样的话，许多人就不要做长老了。
And many people would shy away from being elder.
但是你就看见在他们中间有这样的问题。
But you see this problem among them.
教会中间非常的软弱。
So there's a weakness in the church.
教会中间有许多的问题。
There are many problems in the church.
但是虽然是这样。
But even so,
神还承认他是教会。
And God acknowledged that to be a church.
所以保罗他写信的时候。
So when Paul wrote to them,
他说教会是永生神的家。
He said the church is the house of the eternal God.
是真理的柱石和根基。
The base and foundation of the truth.
所以他要提摩太知道，在教会中应当怎样行。
So he wants Timothy to know how to act.Behave in the church.
也需要所有的弟兄姊妹知道，在教会中应当怎样行。
He want all brothers and sisters to know how to behave in the church.
换一句话说
，In another word,
虽然教会已经到这样软弱的地步
，Although the church was in that pitiful condition,
但是神还承认他是教会。
But God acknowledged that to be a church.
所以他在那里想挽回最终的光景。
So he still wants to restore that condition.
叫他被挽回过来，能真正为主做见证。
So to restore it, so that it can truly become a testimony of the Lord.
这一个是提摩太前书。
This is the first letter to Timothy.
但是到了提摩太后书的时候。
But when he comes to the second letter to Timothy.
我们看见那个光景完全不同了。
The condition was completely different.
因为在那个时候，不是有一些的人讲奇异的教训了。
Because it's not a time for some people to talk about strange teaching.
乃是人的耳朵都发痒了。
But the ears of men are itching.
都要听那些满足他私欲的话语。
They want to listen to the words that will satisfy their lust.
那么，有求就必有功了。
And if they ask for this, then there are words like this spoken to
them. 所以就有许多的人起来讲一些能满足人发扬耳朵的话。
So there are many people who would stand up and say these things to satisfy the need.
到了这个时候
，Coming to this point，
我们就看见说
，We see，
教会已经变成一个大无人家。
The church has become a great house.
我们的弟兄在早晨也提起了。
And our brother this morning mentioned.
怎么样一个圣城变成一个隐人的营。
How a holy city becomes a camp of men.
怎样神的殿就变成一个买卖的场所。
How the temple of God becomes a market.
我们记得我们的主在地上的时候。
We remember our Lord when he was on earth.
在他工作开始的时候。
At the beginning of his work.
他洁净了一次圣殿。
He cleaned up the temple once.
他说你们把我父的殿呢变成买卖的场所了。
He said, this is my father's temple, but you have turned this into a trading place.
到了主工作结束的时候
and close to the end of our Lord's work
三年半之久
for three and a half years
到了最后进耶路撒冷的时候
and when he entered Jerusalem for the last time
他再一次来洁净圣殿
so once again he cleaned up the temple
他说你们把祷告的殿变成贼的窝了
he said you have turned the temple of prayer to a thief's den
在主那个时候
It's that time.
圣殿虽然在那里
although the temple was there,
但是我们看见那个实际已经没有了。
Reality has lost.
神的荣耀不在那里。
The glory of God was no longer there.
神的同在不在那里。
The presence of God was not there.
外面一切的东西还是照旧。
Outward things continue.
有金钱的外貌。
There were pious outward looking.
但是没有金钱的实际。
And there's no reality of piety.
但是我们的主来到他们的中间。
But when our Lord came among them,
他还是说这是我父的殿。
He still said, this is my father's temple.
我们的主三年半之久。
For three and a half years,
他在那里想挽回这个局面。
Our Lord wanted to restore this condition.
但是到最后他看见越来越糟了。
But toward the end, he saw the things are getting worse and worse.
不但是一个 bazaar 了，就变了一个宅的窝了。
Not only it was a bazaar, it becomes a thief's den.
所以像我们弟兄早晨所提的。
So as our brother mentioned this morning.
他看见耶路撒冷就大声的哀哭。
So when he saw Jerusalem, he wept.
因为他心里实在爱耶路撒冷。
Because he truly loved Jerusalem.
他也爱这个殿。
He loved the temple.
但是已经变了质了。
But the nature has changed.
他说你们的家要成为荒场。
He said your house shall become a desolate.
神已经弃绝了。
God has left you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以到了提摩太后书的时候。
So coming to 2 Timothy.
我们知道教会已经到了反常的时候了。
The church is so unusual. abnormal.
在那个时候神不再说他是永生神的家。
At that time, God does not say again that you are the house of living God.
神说是个大无人家。
You are a great house.
这个是个人的家。
And this is a great house of man.
外面看很大。
And outwardly it's great.
但是里面很掺杂。
But inside it is mixed.
有的是金器银器。
There are gold and silver vessels.
有的是木器瓦器。
There are wooden and earthen vessels.
什么叫做金器银器
？What are gold and silver vessels？
金在圣经里头是代表神的性情。
Gold in the Bible represents the nature of God。
所以金器就是借着神的生命，依照他的性情而成功的器皿。
A gold vessel is a vessel that is according to the life of God and according to the nature of God。
名器是什么呢？
What is a silver vessel?
名在圣经里头乃是代表基督的救赎。
Silver represents the redemption of our Lord Jesus.
所以这个器皿是完全根据基督的救赎而造成的。
So this vessel was built according to the redemption of Christ.
什么叫做木器瓦器呢？
What is a wooden and earthen vessel?
木在圣经里头是代表人的心情。
Wood represents the nature of man.
我们一个人像一个木头一样。
And a man is like a wood.
是代表人的心情。
The wood represents the nature of man.
意思就是说，这个器皿完全是受肉体的。
It says this vessel is carnal.
受人的
it's according to man.
什么叫做瓦器呢？
What is earthen vessel?
瓦器就是属土的。
The earthen vessel belongs to dust.
这个完全是依照这个世界而来造成的。
It's all according to the earth of the world.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly.
我们知道贵重的器皿和卑贱的器皿。
We know the honorable and the base vessels.
在罗马书第九章也说过的。
It was also mentioned in Romans chapter 9.
但是罗马第九章啊，那个贵重的器皿是指着那些蒙恩得救的人说的。
But in Romans chapter 9, these honorable vessels refer to those who have been saved.
就是因着神的怜悯而要得着荣耀的器皿。
Those vessels are by the mercy of God and they are destined to glory.
那些卑贱的器皿呢？
And base vessels,
是指着那一般不信主的人说的。
Refer to those who did not believe in the Lord.
乃是要被毁坏神怒气的器皿。
And they are going to be perishable under the anger of God.
好像法老一样。
As Pharaoh.
乃是一个卑贱的器皿。
It's a base vessel.
但是到了提摩太后书的时候。
Coming to 2 Timothy,
我们看见这个贵重和卑贱的器皿不是指着信的和不信的分别的。
This base and honorable vessel has nothing to do with believing the Lord or not.
从前是信与不信的分别。
In the past, the distinction is between accepting the Lord or not.
教会乃是与世界分别出来的。
But now church is separated from the earth.
但是现在的问题是这里。
Now present issue is this.
不是信与不信的分别了。
It is not a matter of believing or not believing.
不是教会与世界的分别了。
It's not a distinction between the church and the world.
就是在所谓的教会的里面。
Even in the so-called church.
我们看见有的是贵重的，有的是卑贱。
We see some honorable.Someday.
这里的贵重和卑贱都是指着信主的人说的。
And this honorable and dishonorable refer to the believers.
但是有的信主的人，他虽然信了主得救了。
Some believers, although they have believed in the Lord, they are saved.
但是他在地上的生活是完全凭着他的天然。
But his life on this earth is all according to his natural.
他所做的事都是与世界上的办法。
The way he does things is all according to the means of this world.
这样他就是木器和瓦器。
And then he is a wooden or earthen vessel.
乃是卑贱的器皿。
It is a dishonorable vessel.
但是感谢神，也有一些的人。
But thank the Lord, there are also others.
在他们的生活的里面
In their life,
他们让主的生命性情从他们里面就变成他们的性格。
They let the life and the quality of the Lord become the character of them or themselves.
他们所有的工作都是根据基督的救赎。
All their work is according to the redemption of Christ.
所以他们在神的面前是贵重的器皿。
So they are honorable vessels before God.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
在这里有一件奇妙的事。
And here is something amazing.
好像说我们所有的人本来都是卑贱的器皿
As all of us are originally dishonorable vessels
就说我们自己来讲
According to ourselves
虽然我们蒙恩得救了
Although we are saved
但是弟兄姊妹
But dear brothers and sisters
如果你看看你自己的话
If you look at yourself
是不是满了人满了世间
Is it filled of self and filled of the world
我们满了自己
We are filled with ourselves
我们满了肉体
We are filled with commandments
好像我们所有的人都是一样
And as all of us are the same
我们并没有比其他的弟兄姊妹好。
We are not any better than the other brothers and sisters.
但是主在这里给我们一条的路。
But the Lord here show us a way.
主说，人若脱离卑贱。
The Lord says if man
人若自洁脱离卑贱。
If he sanctify himself and leave and flee a babe.
就这种贵重的器皿
And he will be an honorable vessel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
神所要的是贵重的器皿
What God wants is honorable vessel.
因为这些贵重的器皿是合乎主用的
Because the honorable vessel is prepared for every good work.
因为这个贵重的器皿就是能成主的见证
Because the honorable vessel is able to contain the testimony of the Lord.
在他们的身上耶稣是主
On their body, Christ is the Lord.
他们是忠心于主的见证的
And they are faithful to the testimony of the Lord.
是主可以用的
Is they are what the Lord can use.
卑贱的器皿主不能用
The dishonorable vessel, the Lord cannot use.
他不能用来维持主的见证
He cannot use them.To keep the testimony of the Lord.
但是什么人是贵重的器皿
But who are the honorable vessels?
什么人是卑贱的器皿
Who are the dishonorable vessels?
你可以做贵重的器皿
You can be an honorable vessel.
你也可以做贵重卑贱的器皿
You can also be a dishonorable vessel.
问题在这里
The question is here.
你如果自洁的话
If you purify yourself.
你要自洁
You have to purify yourself.
换一句话说
In another word,
这个拣选是在乎你。
And this choice is yours.
你要起来。
You have to rise up.
你不甘心做一个卑贱的器皿。
You are not satisfied to be a dishonorable vessel.
你为所爱主的缘故。
Because you love the Lord.
你不愿意做一个卑贱的器皿。
You do not want to be a base vessel.
你要脱离卑贱。
And you want to separate yourself from base.
这里卑贱不是卑贱的事。
And this dishonorable is not dishonorable things.
在中文里翻了卑贱的事。
And in Chinese translation, it's the things that are dishonorable.
在原文里头是脱离卑贱。
And in the original language, it's just to separate from them.
什么叫我们卑贱呢？
And what makes us dishonorable?
什么是卑贱呢？
What are dishonorable?
木是卑贱。木，瓦是卑贱。
Wood and the earth.Those are the dishonorable.
我们的己自己是卑贱。
Ourself is dishonorable.
我们这个世界的方法是卑贱。
The worldly means is dishonorable.
我们的肉体是卑贱。
Our flesh is dishonorable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们愿不愿意起来洁净我们自己
And are we willing to rise up and purify ourselves?
不是去洁净别人
Not to purify others.
是洁净我们自己
But to purify myself.
主说
The Lord said,
你们要舍己
You have to deny yourself
背起你们的十字架
And pick up your cross
来跟从我
And follow me
我们在神的面前
And before God
为做主的见证
And for the testimony of our Lord
我们愿意不愿意接近我们
Are we willing to purify ourselves
我们愿意不愿意舍弃我 我们的自己。
And are we willing to deny ourselves?
或者我们要抓住我们的自己。
Or we want to lay hold on ourselves?
你知道这个己最难除去的。
You know, self is the hardest to get rid of.
在己里面最难被除去的。
And in self, what is the most difficult to separate?
就是自己的意见。
Is our own opinion.
有一天当我们的意见能被除去的时候。
And one day when our own opinion can be done away with.
我们的己就被除去了。
Then our self can be done away with.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个责任在我们每一个人身上。
This duty is in everyone.
神的恩典是在哪里。
The grace of God is there.
只要我们有这个心愿
If we only have this willingness,
我们为着要被主用
And because we want to be used by him,
我们要脱离卑贱
We want to separate ourselves
我们不愿意活在自己的里面
We do not want to live in ourselves
不愿意活在世界的里面
In the world
我们要活在主的生命的里面
We want to dwell in the life of our Lord
我们要活在圣灵的里面
We want to dwell in the Holy Spirit
我们要活在主的救赎的里面
We want to dwell in his redemption
如果这样的话
If that's so
我们就能维持主的见证
Then we can keep the testimony of the Lord
所以他这里就告诉我们
So here he tells us
他说你要逃避少年的私欲
He said that youthful lust to flee.
从那清心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those that are called upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
我们知道提摩太在那个时候
，We know that Timothy at that time
已经三十多岁了。
Was already more than 30 years old.
有人说大概三十五到三十七岁。
And some said he was 35 to 37.
照人看也不是少年了。
And according to man, he's not too young.
他已经壮年了。
He is already an adult.
但是在保罗的眼中他是少年。
But in Paul's eyes, he is still a youth.
那他说你要逃避少年的私欲。
He said, flee.The lust of youth.
不是逃避少年呢。
It's not to flee youthfulness.
是逃避少年的私欲。
It's to flee the lust of youth.
什么是少年的私欲？
What is youthful lust?
少年的人总是有一点自高自大。
And the young men are usually proud of themselves.
少年的人总是自以为是。
They usually think they are right.
少年的人总是喜欢争执。
The young men like to contend.
喜欢辩论。
Like to argue.
喜欢说我对你错。
I like to say I'm right, you're wrong.
同时呢
，also
少年的人
，young men
最容易兴奋。
And they get easily get excited.
他热起来真是烧得很热。
When he is hot, he's really hot.
但是冷起来也是冰冰冷的。
When he's cold, he's icy cold.
少年的人最容易看人。
And the young man is most easily will look at man.
他容易跟从人。
He's easy to follow man.
但是呢，他也容易因着人跌倒。
But he also can easily fall because of that.
这个就是少年的私欲。
And this is the youthful lust.
虽然我们不一定在年龄上还是少年了。
And maybe we are not young anymore in our age.
也许我们已经五六十岁了。
Maybe we are 50 or 60 years old.
也许比五六十岁更高了。
Maybe even older.
但是我们还没有逃避少年的私欲。
But we have not come away from youthful lust.
这个是要逃避的。
We have to flee.
在属灵的事情上，有的东西是要逃避的。
And in spiritual things, something we have to flee from.
如果你不逃避的话
If you do not flee from that,
你要落在试探的里面
and you will fall into temptation.
但是逃避是消极的
But to flee is only negative.
在那里还有一个积极的东西
and there is something positive.
就是要与清心祷告主的人一同来追求
It's to pursue with those who call upon the name of the Lord out of a pure heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
主在今天有没有话对我们说
Has Lord words for you and for me
今天在我们最终的境遇的里面
And in such condition as today
主有没有指示我们一条道路？
Has Lord shown us a way?
我们知道主的见证必须要维持。
We know the testimony of the Lord has to be kept.
但是我们怎样来做主的见证？
But how do we see this testimony for the Lord?
在这个大屋的人家，
And in this great house,
又金金漆木漆瓦漆，
There are gold and silver vessels and wooden and earthen vessels.
在这样一个环境的里面，
In such a condition,
我们怎样能来维持主的见证？
How do we keep the testimony of the Lord?
我个人相信，
Personally, I believe.
主在这里告诉我们说，
The Lord is telling us here.
现在不是注意那些外面的事情的时候。
This is not the time to pay attention to outward things.
不是在哪里注意外面正确不正确的时候。
And this is not a time to ask questions whether outwardly it is accurate or not.
不是注意到外面的名称对不对的问题。
It is not a time to ask questions whether the name is right or wrong.
也不是注意这个组织正确不正确的问题。
It is not the time to ask questions whether this organization is right or wrong.
在神做恢复工作的时候，
When the Lord is doing this work of recovery,
他是要恢复里面的实际。
He wants to recover the inner truth.
因为教会在当初的时候
Because as when the original with the church
教会在开始的时候你所看见的不是组织
At the beginning when you see in the church was not the organization
你所看见的也不是名称
What you see is not a name
你所看见的也不是长老之事
What you see is not eldership or deaconship
你所看见的是主自己
What you see is the Lord himself
你要看见说以后所有的那些的组织就是从生命里头组织出来的
And you see the organization that happened later is organized out of life
不是从外面组织进去
It is not constituted from outside
所以弟兄姊妹我们在这里看见
So dear brothers and sisters here we see
像弟兄早晨所说的话
As our brother said this morning
在开始的时候是意象是启示
At the beginning it was the vision it was the revelation
在开始的时候是生命是圣灵
At the beginning it was life and the spirit
但是等到人要把它保留用人工来保留的时候
But then when men try to keep this with their own hands
结果人所得着的是个外壳里面就空虚
So what they did is outside shell there's nothing inside
所以在恢复的工作上
So in this work of recovery
我相信我们的主不再注意这些外面的东西
I believe our Lord does not pay attention to this outside thing
他要恢复那属灵的世界
He wants to recover the spiritual reality
所以他在这里说
So here he said,
你如果要做贵重的器皿
If you want to be an honorable vessel,
你如果起来洁净你的自己
If you want to purify yourself,
你不能一个人在那里
You cannot do it alone.
你需要寻找一番清醒的人
So you have to look for those who have a pure heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们看见人的心不清洁
Today we see that the hearts of men are not pure.
人的心不单纯
The hearts of men are not single.
圣经说，清心的人有福了。
The Bible says that those the heart of purity is blessed.
因为他们要看见神。
Because he shall see God.
为什么我们看不见神呢？
Why we cannot see God?
因为我们的心不清洁。
Because our heart is not pure.
我们所看见的都是人，人，人。
What we see is just man and man.
我们所看见都是别人。
What we see are other people.
有的时候看见我们自己。
Sometimes we see ourselves.
我们看不见神。
We cannot see God.
所有的问题都在这里。
And this is the problem.Of all problems.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们能看见神的话
If we can see God,
什么问题都解决了
All problems are solved.
如果我们能看见主的话
If we can see the Lord,
还有什么问题呢
Do we have any other problems?
神的儿女还能四分五裂吗
Can God's children be still divided?
基督是分开的吗
Can Christ be divided?
这是不可能的事情
It's not possible. trouble.
因为我们的心不清。
Because our hearts are not pure.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要回到主的面前。
We need to come back to the Lord.
我们要有诗篇139篇的祷告。
We have to have a prayer of Psalm 139.
神啊，求你检查我的心。
God, examine my heart.
查看我的意念。
To see my thoughts.
看在我里面有什么不正的地方。
To see if there's anything not true in me.
引导我走永生的道路。
Lead me on the way of eternal life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers,
神今天所要的是忠心，是清心。
What God wants today is faithfulness and pure heart.
如果你说你是清心的。
If you said you have a pure heart.
为什么你看不见神呢？
Why can't you see God?
为什么你所看见的都是人呢？
Why what you see is all men?
如果你真是清心的话，
If you are truly pure-hearted,
你只能看见主。
You can only see our Lord.
如果这样的话，
If so,
你可以与清心的人一同祷告。
You can pursue and pray with those who have pure hearts.
祷告就是表明我们自己没有依靠。
To pray is to say that I have no dependence on myself.
我们只有仰望我们的主。
I can only look up to my Lord.
他这里说追求什么呢？
So here when he says pursue what?
追求道理吗？
Pursue doctrine?
不是。
No.
追求什么呢？
To pursue what?
他说追求公义、仁爱、是信德、仁爱、和平。
Righteousness, faith,Love and peace.
我们没有时间解说这四件事。
We do not have time to explain these
things. 但是这四件事都是主的性格。
But these all things are the characters of our Lord.
主乃是公义的。
Our Lord is righteous.
他所行的都是公义的。
What he did is all righteous.
都是后神的旨意的。
All according to the will of God.
我们的主他有神的心。
Our Lord is has the faith of God.
他信神。
He has faith in God.
他有神的信心。
He has the faithfulness of God.
因此能遵行神的旨意。
Therefore he can obey the will of God.
能得着神的称赞。
He can obtain praise of God.
仁爱。
Love.
他里面满了神的爱。
He is full of the love of God.
并且和平。
And peace.
他与神和平。
He has peace with God.
他与自己和平。
He has peace with himself.
他与人也和平。
He has peace with men.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers,
这些不是道理的问题。
These are not doctrines.
这些也不是组织的问题。
These have nothing to do with system.
这些不是外面的东西。
It has nothing to do with outer things.
这些都是里面的性格。
All these are internal characters.
今天我们要追求什么呢？
Today, what are we pursuing?
你还在追求盼望像从前一样。
Are you still want to pursue to hope as it's like before?
你还盼望能恢复从前那些吃灰的东西吗？
You still want to restore those that have been torn apart?
今天我们应当追求我们的主自己。
Today we have to pursue our Lord Himself.
与清心的人一同来追求主自己。
We pursue the Lord Himself with those who have pure hearts.
这一个就是我们今后的道路。
This is.Our way from now on.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise our God.
他给我们看见他的路在哪里。
He showed us his way.
我们要寻找清醒的人。
We have to seek those who have pure hearts.
我们需要交通。
And we need fellowship.
那么，对于那一些甘心做卑贱器皿的人怎么办呢？
So what are you to do with those who are satisfied with themselves with being?Dishonorable.
那么你读下去的时候
If you read on,
就说主的仆人不可争竞
He says the servants of the Lord cannot contend
只要温温和和地待众人
But be gentle toward all
善于教导诚信忍耐
Have to teach forbearing
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人
In meekness setting right to those
或者神给他们悔改的心可以明白正道
If God perhaps may sometime give them repentance to acknowledgement
我们千万不要轻看我们的弟兄姊妹
Let's not despise our brothers or sisters
我们要用温柔的心与他们相处
We have to come to them with gentleness
不要辩论
Let's not argue.
用 我们在神面前要学习忍耐。
We have to learn patience before God.
忍受一切的误会。
To endure all misunderstandings.
我们用我们在主里面的爱盼望能挽回我们的众弟兄姊妹。
We want to restore our brothers and sisters with the love in the Lord.
盼望我们都能一同起来来为主做见证。
We hope that we can all rise up to be a testimony to our Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，当我们安静在你面前的时候
，Lord, when we rest before you.
我们求你借着你的灵来检查我们的心。
We ask you to examine our hearts through your spirit.
我们承认我们不认识我们自己。
We acknowledge that we do not know ourselves.
我们需要在你的光中才能得见光。
We only can see light in your light.
主啊，求你用你的面光照亮我们。
Lord, we ask that you shine upon us with your own face.
叫我们能扑倒在你的面前。
So that we can prostrate before you.
主啊，你知道我们不甘心做卑贱的器皿。
Lord, you know that we are not satisfied to be an honorable vessel.
不是光是为着我们自己的前途。
Not only for our own future.
是为着你的见证。
But for your testimony.
所以求你怜悯我们。
So Lord, we ask that you have mercy.
叫我们都能因着你的恩典刚强起来。
That we can be all strong because of your grace.
叫我们能脱离卑贱。
So that we can separate ourselves from base.
能在你的手中做你何用的器。
So that we can be a vessel useful to you.
与我们的弟兄姊妹。
Together with our brothers and sisters.
一同倾心地追求你旨意。
That we can pursue yourself with a pure heart.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你是我们的道路。
Lord, we thank you because you are our way.
你是我们的一切。
You are all to us.
有你够了。
And it's adequate to have you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.